Start with prayer. Our God and Father, once again we're here on a Sunday morning to worship you. We love to come before you and hear from you. Father, we love for you to speak into our lives and give us direction, give us wisdom, courage, peace, understanding, all these things that we need, you're more than happy to give to us. So, Father, as we get ready to read from your word, Lord, we just ask that you'd send your Holy Spirit, touch each person here, and just draw us closer to you. We just thank you ever so much. In Jesus' name, amen. This was kind of a rough week on my side. My dad's 90 years old, and he was taking on a bunch of water. He gained like 30 pounds of water weight. And they were all worried about what was going on with a 90 years old. You know, that's kind of serious. So they took him in and did some tests on him, and they found a big old tumor right by his kidney. Now, at 90 years old, you know, we don't expect to live forever. And right now he's doing good, and, you know, we haven't decided whether the tumor's got to come out or where we're at or whether he's just going to live out a few more months or weeks. I mean, we don't know. But the one thing that it reminded me of is, you know, he asked a question when my sister was in there, or he didn't really ask a question. He just made a statement. He says, well, if I'm good enough, I'll be with Jesus when this is over. And I was like, wow. That kind of scared the heck out of me, because I know my dad's been saved for years. I mean, longer than I can remember. And here he is, 90 years old, and he was concerned about his salvation. Now, I totally agree that we need to make sure we're walking with Jesus. But are we secure in our salvation, or do we need to worry about what's going to happen to us if we die? So because of that, I pulled out a few scriptures that I wanted to read this morning to show us our salvation is secure. When we're 90 years old and we're laying there worried about what's going to happen, we don't have to worry about where we go if we truly made a decision for Jesus. So I'm just going to read a few scriptures to kind of get us all going the right direction. It says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. And to back that up, I'm going to read John 14:6. It says, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So, okay, I think it's pretty clear. According to Jesus, for us to be saved, we have to go through him. It's not something we can do on our own. It's not something we can do through Muhammad. It's not something we can do through, you know, all these other gods and stuff that people invent. There's only one way. That's pretty stereotype. I mean, that's just typical Christian talk, you know. There's only one way. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not the one that wrote the book. And the Bible, that is what the Bible teaches. That's what Jesus teaches. So if we accept that fact, let's take it to the next step. What's the next thing we got to do? Okay, now we believe that Jesus is the only way. So how do I make sure that I'm saved? Well, Romans 10:9-13. All of you that know me have heard me read this a few times. I'm going to read it again. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. It is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. And it says, as Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So, if I truly call on the Lord, I will be saved. There is no doubt that we will be saved. It doesn't say maybe or, you know, well, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. It says that you will be saved. So, Now, you do truly have to do it. You can't just say a prayer. You can't just say these, you know, say, okay, Jesus, you know, you're my Savior, thanks, and move on. You have to truly do it. In Hebrews 6:17, you know, it says, because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of this his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, God can't lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us and may be greatly encouraged. Now listen to this next verse. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Again, it is we are secure. And I'm basically what I'm doing this morning is I'm reading some scriptures that tell you that your salvation is secure to help you live at peace. Because that's the whole point. I would not want to go to sleep at night and say, well, if I die today, I may go to heaven. I want to go to sleep tonight and say, if I die tonight, I know I'm good. That's why I'm reading these scriptures this morning. You know, and there's John 1:12-13. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. In other words, God did it. When we received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we were born again, as they say. That second birth didn't come by anything we did. All we did is say, okay, we surrender. And then God did the rest. So it's not something that we did, and it's not something that we're going to undo. You know, and then there's another verse, Ephesians 2:8-9, a couple more there. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourself, it is a gift from God. Not by works that no one can boast. In other words, no, you can't work your way to heaven. It's not something that you can do. Now, being saved, it ought to make you want to do things for God and do good things, but that's not what makes you saved. It's not what gets you into heaven or anything like that. It is by grace. And then Romans 8:38-39. If I got you convinced yet that the Bible really says you are secure, if not, these next two scriptures will take care of it. It says, for I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the final scripture, I write these things, as John wrote this, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know you have eternal life. Now, isn't that awesome? Is that not the kind of God you want to serve, where you know 100% for sure that everything is good if something happened tomorrow? What if you got hit by a truck on the way home? That sounds really bad, but you know, you never know. My dad, if we decide to operate on this tumor, will he make it through surgery? I don't know. It's some scary stuff when you think about it. How come I can smile? My wife even asked me, she goes, well, how are you dealing with this? And I told her, well, the only way I can deal with this is believe what I preach. Because if I don't believe what I preach, it'd be really sad. And that's where we all need to be. We need to know for certain that we're saved, and we need to know for certain that we're secure. So I'm going to just hit a couple highlights. You know, it said, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. There's highlight one. Highlight two, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. In other words, it is secure. Highlight three, and this is not from yourself. It is a gift from God. It ain't nothing you're going to do. but you can sure surrender to him and he will do it. Next highlight. Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God. And then the final one, so that you may know that you have eternal life. That's the whole point of the message this morning. That if you have received Jesus as your Savior, you don't have to worry about your salvation. He will never kick you out. He's never going to say, you know, what you did today was just so bad that you ain't mine no more. He's never going to do that. He's always going to be there for you. He's always going to take you back. You might slip up. And you might go out and do things you're not supposed to. And he's not going to let you. Your conscience is going to bother you. The Holy Spirit is going to get you. Holy Spirit is going to say, come on back. Because God's not going to let you run away from him. So the whole point of our message this morning is, we can go to sleep tonight knowing we're good. And with that, I'd like to close. Dear Father God, we just love you. We thank you so much for the fact that you sent Jesus to be our Savior. He paid the price for all the sins that we may commit. All we have to do is believe it. Once we reach out and believe it, you come in and we are born again. You regenerate us. You make us new. We're not the same person we were before. Because of that, we can believe when you say that our salvation is secure. We can say it's secure because it doesn't hinge on us. It all hinges on you. So we just thank you so very much, Lord. Lord, and as we get ready to go racing this morning, Lord, I just ask that you'd be with us, protect us, keep us safe today. Let us have a good day. Thank you for the beautiful sunshine, for giving us just an awesome day. Track might be a little tough today, but it's just a challenge. And we all love it, and just keep us in one piece. Father God, I also want to pray again for Josh Mast as he's in the hospital, paralyzed from playing this game. You're still the one that can heal him. I know what the doctors say, but we don't always believe the doctors. You can do miracles. We'd ask that you do a miracle in his life. And then, Lord, I also want to pray for my father. I know he's old, and he's going to go home and see you. Lord, just touch him. Give him that security where he's 100% at peace. He's a God-fearing man, and I just love him, and I will hate to lose him, but I know where he's going. So just thank you ever so much, Lord. Thank you for this day, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.